So Fighting With Pride was established 6 years ago, January 2020, which was the anniversary of when the ban was lifted in 2000. So prior to 2000, it was illegal to be gay in the military, and we support the LGBTQ plus veterans who were discharged because of their sexuality. So whether they need help with mental health, physical health, finance, housing, one-to-one support, whatever they need, we get them to where they need to go. We also do a lot of community work to bring them back into the armed forces community and to bring them back into the LGBTQ plus armed forces community.
With it being Pride Month, I can imagine you're quite busy.
Very busy, yeah. There's been a lot of events going on. We've also got a memorial, which is up in Staffordshire at the Arboretum, which I was there a couple of weeks ago. That was unveiled by King Charles in October. So that's open, obviously, to everyone who wants to visit. Lots of Pride events. I'm based in Norfolk. Norwich Pride is on the 25th of July, so a lot of planning.
Could you tell us a little bit about how you became involved with Fighting With Pride?
So my background is NHS. Did a lot of supportive work, and I wanted to continue that in a positive way, helping veterans and particularly in the LGBTQ plus community. The role became available and here I am.
You obviously have a lot of things on the calendar, especially in the next couple of months or so, but runs all year round. If anybody would like to find out a little bit more information or to get involved, what's the best way to do so?
Yeah, so we're on social media, Fighting With Pride on Facebook and Instagram. We're on LinkedIn as well, and our website, of course.
And for someone that is maybe in the LGBTQ plus community in the armed forces, what's your one bit of advice for them?
So we do support current serving personnel, but thankfully, because things have changed so much, they don't necessarily always need to come to us, but we are open to support them. But anyone who is a veteran who was discharged, who wants support, please do come forward. We can help you, we can bring you back into that community. But there's also a big push at the minute on financial reparations, which close in December 26, so please come forward and we can support you with that process to claim your reparation and guide you through the process.